Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 482. After this one, I will have two more to go, and then I will be completely finished with the Word for Word series. Then they will be repeats after that. This show and two more will be new ones, and then in series, they will be replayed on EFR. So, that's what we have planned. Be 484 shows altogether. Long and joyous road. I've enjoyed this very, very much. I hope you have. We're in the book of Revelations. Pardon me, I gotta clear my throat here a little. Had a little coffee go down the wrong pipe. I will be beginning in chapter 14 today. We'll do 14, 15, and 16. There's lots of notes, so you might want to write some of this stuff down. If not, you can download or listen to all my shows on my website, www.pastor-steve.com. That's my website, and it's not an interactive site. You can't post comments or ask questions or anything. It's just download or listen. And there's two seed line references where you can go to different sites and avail yourself of the knowledge found there. Lots of good stuff on there. Information how to get my books that I have published. Got one more to go. I've got the Torah and I've got the prophets. They're done. But I'm working on the writings, which is Psalms and Proverbs and Chronicles and etc., etc. So I'll have it done sometime in 2019. Let's get started here in chapter 14 of Revelation, verse 1. And I looked and saw a Lamb, with a capital L, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name. And some texts have as having his name and his Father's name. Some texts have that. Written upon their foreheads. Now, for that you can reference Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Ezekiel 9, 4. And Revelations chapter 7, verse 3. Revelation 7, 3. Verse 2 of chapter 14. Reference 2 Esdras, chapter 6, verse 17. 2 Esdras 6, 17, and your Apocrypha. And I heard a voice out of the heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. Verse 3, and they sang a renewed song. Okay, they sang a renewed song before the throne, and before the four living creatures. Okay, that's a renewed song. Before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. Okay, here's a description, verse 4. They are those who were not defiled with women, for they are maidens. They are those following the Lamb wherever he leads them on. They were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to Elohim and to the Lamb. Verse 5 of chapter 14, reference Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 13. Zephaniah 3, 13. And in their mouth was found no falsehood, for they are blameless before the throne of Elohim. All right, they didn't speak any false words. Okay. Verse 6. And I saw another messenger flying in mid-heaven, holding the everlasting good news to announce to those dwelling on the earth, even to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. This is to all of Israel, every nation. This is only about the Israel nations. Forget all the rest. This is Israel only. Because we're separated into Israel nations and we speak different languages. And we have different customs. But we're all of Israel. We are not any of these sub-races. Verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear Elohim and give esteem to him, because the hour of his judgment has come. Okay, this is the time when there's going to be judgment. This is the future prophecy. The hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made the heaven and the earth and sea and fountains of water. That's Yahweh. Verse 8. Reference Jeremiah 51, verse 8, Jeremiah 51, 8, Isaiah 21, verse 9, Isaiah 21, 9, and Revelations 8, verse 2, Revelations 8, 2, verse 8 here of chapter 14. And another messenger followed, saying, Babel is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her whoring. That's the system. Okay, that's the system. The actual city of Babel is gone. This is the system of Babel. Verse 9. And a third messenger followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and received his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand, verse 10, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Elohim, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tortured with fire and sulfur before the set apart messengers and before the Lamb. For verse 10, reference Isaiah 51, verse 7. Isaiah 51, 7. Genesis 19, verse 24. Genesis 19, 24. And Ezekiel 38, verse 22. Ezekiel 38, 22. Verse 11 of chapter 14. Reference Isaiah chapter 34. Verse 10, Isaiah 34, 10. And the smoke of their torture goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, those worshiping the beast and his image, also if anyone receives the mark of his name. Verse 12. Here is the endurance of the set-apart ones. The endurance of the set-apart ones. Here are those guarding the commands of Elohim and the belief of Yahshua. Verse 13. And I heard a voice out of the heavens saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors and their works follow with them. Rest from their labors. If you die in Yahshua, you are blessed, because you're only going to rest. You won't suffer that second death, brothers. That's the whole deal. That's the important part, not to suffer that second death. A little coffee there. Verse 14, reference Daniel chapter 7. Verse 14, Daniel 7, 14, for verse 14. And I look and saw a white cloud. And sitting on the cloud was one like the son of Adam, with a capital A, Adam. Reference Daniel 7, verse 13. Daniel 7, 13, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verse 15, reference Joel, in the Hebrew. Chapter 3, verse 13. Chapter 3, 13. Verse 15. And another messenger came out of the dwelling place, crying with a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Send your sickle and reap, because the hour has come for you to reap, because the harvest of the earth is ripe." Verse 16. And the one, with a capital O, one, sitting on the cloud, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. That's the gathering of the remnant. He's only going to bring in the wheat. He's not going to bring in the tares. Verse 17. And another messenger came out of the dwelling place which is in the heaven, and he too held a sharp sickle. Verse 18. And another messenger came out from the slaughter place, having authority over the fire. And he cried out with a loud cry to him having the sharp sickle, saying, "Send your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe." Verse 19. And the messenger thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of Elohim. The vine of the earth. Okay. Verse 20, this is the last verse in chapter 14, reference Isaiah 63, verse 3, Isaiah 63:3, and Lamentations, verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 15, pardon me, Lamentations chapter 1, verse 15. And Revelations chapter 19, verse 15. Revelations 19, 15. Verse 20. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the bridles of the horses for about 1,600 stadia. Now, a stadia, there, that would be 296 kilometers or 184 miles. That's what that stadia measurement is. 184 miles of blood up to the horses' bridles. That's pretty heavy duty right there, folks. That ends chapter 14. Now we'll get into chapter 15. This is verse 1. And I saw another sign in the heaven, great and marvelous. Seven messengers, that would be angels, okay, having the seven last plagues. You can reference verse 21:9. In Revelations. For the wrath of Elohim was ended in them. The seven last plagues. Verse 2. And I saw like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those overcoming the beast and his image and his mark and the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of Elohim, All right. These were those that were overcoming the beast, the ones that weren't deceived or brought down by him, those overcoming the beast, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of Elohim. Verse 3 of chapter 15, reference Exodus, chapter 15, verse 1. Exodus 15, verse 1. And they sing the song of Moshe, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Yahweh El Shaddai. Righteous and true are your ways, O sovereign of the set apart ones, our sovereign. Verse 4, reference Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 and 7. Jeremiah 10, verses 6 and 7. And Psalm 86, verse 9. Psalm 86, verse 9. This is verse 4 of chapter 15. Who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and esteem, or pardon me, I have misread that. This is a question. I didn't see the question mark. Who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and esteem your name? Because you alone are kind. Because all nations shall come and worship before you, for your righteousnesses have been made manifest. You can reference Jeremiah 10, verses 6 and 7, and Psalm 86, 9 for that verse. Okay, I'll say that again. Verse 5 of chapter 15. And after this I looked and saw the dwelling place of the tent of witness in the heaven was opened. Okay, the holy tabernacle is up there. It's not down here anymore. It's been removed. And you can reference Exodus chapter 38, verse 21. Exodus 38, verse 21. Verse 6 of chapter 15. This is a short chapter. And out of the dwelling place came these seven messengers, having the seven plagues, dressed in clean, bright linen, and having their chest girded with golden bands. Verse 7. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven messengers seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of Elohim who lives forever and ever. This vision. Can't take it literally. This is a mystery until it's revealed. Okay. Verse 8. Reference Exodus, chapter 40, verse 34. Exodus 40, 34. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. 1 Kings 8, 10 and 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. 2 Chronicles 5, 13 and 14. And Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah 6, verse 4. verse 8 here. And the dwelling place was filled with smoke from the esteem of Elohim and from his power. And no one was able to enter the dwelling place until the seven plagues of the seven messengers were ended. And that ends chapter 15 of Revelation. Now, beginning with verse 1 of chapter 16, this is a longer chapter by far. This is verse 1 of chapter 16. And I heard a loud voice from the dwelling place saying to the seven messengers, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of Elohim on the earth. Verse 2. And the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and an evil and wicked sore came upon the men, those having the mark of the beast and those worshiping his image. This is not on the remnant. The remnant's not going to get this. This is for the wicked ones. This is the wrath of Yahweh coming down on those having the mark of the beast and worshiping his image, those that are caught up and love the system. You're hit. Verse 3. And the second messenger poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead one, like old, rotten, dead, clotted blood. And every living creature in the sea died. He's going to destroy all of that. Everything's going to die. No fishing, no boats, no nothing. Everything's going to be destroyed. This is to wipe out, he says in 2 Thessalonians, he's going to wipe out all those that don't worship Yahweh. This is what he's doing here in this. He's going to kill them all. The remnant will be preserved. Don't worry about us. These other people that don't worship Yahweh and are not of Yahweh are going to be destroyed. It's going to be horrible on them, not on us. Sorry about their bad luck, you know. Verse 4, reference Exodus chapter 7, verses 17 through 21. That's Exodus 7, 17 through 21. Psalm 78. Verse 44, Psalm 78, 44. Verse 4, and the third messenger poured out his bowl on the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. Verse 5, and I heard the messenger of the water saying, you are righteous, O Yahweh, the one, with a capital O, the one who is and who was and who shall be, because you have judged these. There's not going to be any water. He's going to wipe out the sea. He's going to wipe out the rivers. Why? Here's verse 6. Verse 6, because they have shed the blood of set apart ones and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. for they deserve it. Ooh. Yahweh's warm and fuzzy and touchy-feely, and he's not going to be wrathful. Oh, of course not. Look, all I can do is read this. Those that will hear will hear. Those that refuse to hear, shame on you. Okay? Believe what you want. Do what you want. I can't make you do anything. But don't say you haven't heard the word. Because if you hear it and make the wrong choice, that's on you. The watchman on the wall is giving you your warning. Okay? Verse 7. And I heard another out of the slaughter place saying, yes, Yahweh El Shaddai, true and righteous are your judgments. Verse 8. And the fourth messenger poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to burn men with fire. My. Verse 9. And men were burned with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of Elohim, who possesses authority over these plagues, and they did not repent. To give him esteem. No repentance. Okay. Verse 10. Reference Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. Exodus 10, verse 21. And the fifth messenger poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. Throne of the beast. And his reign became darkened. And they gnawed their tongues from pain. Verse 11. Here's what they do even when they're being punished. They don't repent. And they blaspheme the Elohim of the heaven for their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their works. They did not repent of their works. Verse 12. Reference Isaiah 11, verse 15. Isaiah 11, 15. And the sixth messenger poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up in order to prepare the way of the sovereigns from the east. Verse 13. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast, these are the evil ones, and out of the mouth of the false prophets, three unclean spirits as frogs. Why they would look like frogs, I don't know, but this is what his vision was. Three unclean spirits as frogs. verse 14. For they are spirits of demons doing signs, which go out to the sovereigns of the entire world to gather them to the battle of that great day of Yahweh, the Almighty. They're all going to be deceived, and they're all going to want to gang up. The rulers of the earth, which are caught up in the earth system, the monetary system, whatever, they're against Yahweh, and they're going to be destroyed. A little coffee there. Verse 15. Reference Matthew chapter 24. Verses 43 and 44, that's Matthew 24, verses 43 and 44. Luke chapter 12, verses 39 and 40, that's Luke 12, 39 and 40. And Revelations chapter 3, verse 3. Revelations 3, verse 3. Verse 15. See, I am coming as a thief in the night. Blessed is he who is staying awake and guarding his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. The cloak of righteousness, okay? That's what he's talking about here. Guarding his garments, the garments that you put on when you become one of Yeshua's. Robes of white, okay, unstained. Verse 16, reference 2 Kings, chapter 23. 3, verse 29, 2 Kings 23, verse 29, and Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 11, Zechariah 12, 11, verse 16, and they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew, Har Megiddo. That's the mountain of Megiddo. Har means mountain. Not Armageddon. Har Megiddo. Verse 17. And the seventh messenger poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the dwelling place of the heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. Verse 18. Reference Revelations chapter 8, verse 5. 8, verse 5. And Revelations 11. Verses 13 and 19. 11, 13, and 19. And there came to be noises and thunders and lightnings. And there came to be a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not came to be since men were on the earth. Don't know what would cause that. Now, we've talked about Planet X, and a close passby would cause tectonic shifts. It would bring fire and all. We don't know. I'm not going to try to prophesy. There's too many people out there doing that. All I can do is stress, get your spiritual life together and your physical preparations made for hard times. You need to get right with Yahweh and become obedient and do is feasts, and observe the Sabbath, and keep yourself set apart from these worldly churches. And if you're going to try to be in the remnant, then you need to do your part. Just saying it doesn't get it done. You have to do it. And it is hard sometimes. There's a price to pay. But you can't be safe in the world now and of the world and have your eternal life. You're just not going to have it. It's one or the other. One or the other. And I keep trying to tell people that. Some listen and make a choice and change their lifestyle. Some do not listen. They put it off. Well, not right now. I got an SUV payment to make. It's on you. Watchman on the wall has sounded the alarm. Do what you want to do. Verse 19. Reference Isaiah 51, verse 7. Isaiah 51, verse 7. And the great city became divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. All these high rises and the skyscrapers and big earthquake just going to knock everything over. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babel was remembered before Elohim to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. The Babylonian system that people are living under the direction of the children of the adversary, who are in control. They run the world banks, all the finances. That's going to be destroyed. Verse 20 of chapter 16. Reference Revelations chapter 6, verse 14 here. Revelation 6:14. Go back to that. Verse 20, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Everything's going to be hammered out. Mountains are going to get smoothed out, all kinds of stuff. I mean, the earth is going to change. It will be different. Verse 21, this is the last verse of chapter 16. And great hail from the heaven fell upon men, every hailstone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed Elohim for the plague of the hail, because that plague was exceedingly great. They cursed Yahweh. You can reference Exodus chapter 9, verse 23. Exodus 9, 23, and Revelations chapter 11, verse 19. I got a few minutes left, but I'm not going to get into chapter 17. I've got it scheduled, so it's going to be 17, 18, 19, and then 20, 21, and 22, and that will end it. But today, we've heard all about the plagues. This is mighty, mighty, mighty unpleasant. A lot of destruction coming. We have had that forecast before. By men, by people, all the doomsday, but this is scripture. And it's going to come when we least expect it. See, like it's going to come as a thief in the night, okay? You're not good. Everybody's putting everything off. They're not going to get right. They're holding off. They're trying to cling in this system, they're not going to repent. They're not going to change their ways. They're going to stay in the system. And they think they're going to convert and get right later. They're going to secure all their stuff first. The stuff is going to burn up. Your SUV is going to burn up. Your house is going to burn up. Your bank account will burn up. There won't be any money. The banks are going to burn. The buildings are going to burn. The government's going to burn. The oil refineries are going to burn. All the airplanes and airports and trains and buses and cars and motorcycles are going to burn. Food supply is going to be gone. The oceans are going to be destroyed. In order to destroy the evil ones, okay, he's going to preserve his remnant during this. Oh, there'll be nothing left. It won't be worth it. What's he say he's going to do? He's going to make a renewed heaven and earth. He's going to destroy all this, destroy the bad guys. Then he's going to renew everything, and all of Israel that's righteous is going to have the new place. He's going to fix everything. Yahweh made everything in the first place. You think he can't fix everything if he wants? He can tear it down and build it up. And that's exactly what he says he's going to do. He's going to tear it all down to destroy all these wicked people. And then he's going to fix it. And the righteous and the remnant are going to live in the renewed heaven and the renewed earth. We're not going to have the limitations of these temporary temples. We will be, those that are living will be transformed. Those that make it through the judgment and have been resurrected, that are righteous, that are of the remnant, will receive new divine bodies like we had at first with Adam and Chawa. They were divine. They didn't have death. They weren't going to grow old and weak and feeble and lose their teeth and eyesight and have arthritis and pain. They were eternal, and then they blew it. Well, he's going to restore those that are faithful to him to that type of dwelling place for our souls. Our souls are eternal unless we are of the enemy, and they will be destroyed. Their souls will even be destroyed. You make your choice. All these that are not of Yahweh, that are of enemies, they'll be destroyed. And the non-Adamics, the non-Israelites, that are not enemies of Yahweh, will not be destroyed. There are some decent people out there that are not Israelites. Don't kid yourself. There are some decent people. Remember when Yeshua told the woman, I don't give the food of the children to the dogs. And she says, yes, master, but even the little dogs eat the crumbs from the children's table. And he says, ah, for that saying, your daughter is healed. Go your way in peace. You see, he had mercy. He set an example. He told us what's going to happen. They're not going to be in New Jerusalem. Didn't say that. But they'll be outside and they'll be blessed and the whole earth will be better and they will live decent lives and there will be no more enmity. There will be no more sin. They will be hewers of wood and drawers of water and they will be in subjection to the righteous rule of the Israelites. We won't rule over them with cruelty and hatred and all that. That's not what's coming. All of that kind of stuff is going to pass, folks. That's going to be destroyed with all the rest of the evil. Even our evil inclinations and the evil that we do And we do every day. We have to die every day to sin. We have to ask forgiveness and prayer. Paul said that. He says, I die daily. It's all about how you live your life. It's not about how much money you've got or your job status or your title or any of that. It's about whether you're faithful and you want to be obedient to Yahweh and you give up the world, come out of the world, and live under Yahweh's rules. Oh, yeah, but that's inconvenient. Well, that's just too bad, isn't it? Sorry about your bad luck. You know, you have to get rid of this baggage that you're carrying. I've already done it. Because I'll walk away from everything. I don't care about nothing. Except my relationship with a father. And boy, has he ever blessed me. I mean, it's incredible what he's done in my life. All I can do is testify what he's done for me. Even after a heart attack, he didn't take me. He brought me back, made me stronger, cleared my mind, has facilitated all these shows, kept EFR on the air, and blessed us for being servants. This is wonderful. It is. Just being a part of this, being a servant is wonderful. Believe me. Well, I'm running down the end of the hour here. I will be with you with Revelation 17, 18, and 19 on the next show. I'll say goodbye for now. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And praise Yahweh in all things.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
job, Dave.